podcast series. This is podcast number 60, Getting to Know UNITED. I had the opportunity to record this episode while in Tampa, Florida, during our FPS week-long program in March of 2024. Sat down with Julie and Chris from the ERP firm UNINET and discussed the advantages of having UNINET as a back-end ERP provider. Over the past few years, UNINET has built a great relationship with us, and we have partnered in a number of things, including the Gauge Report, which is a great benchmarking tool to use industry-wide. So sit back and listen to this informative podcast. My name is Todd Hatherly, and I'm the Director of Programming for Federal Publication Seminars. We're a leader in federal government contract training and professional development for over 60 years. And every year, Federal Publication Seminars trains thousands of businesses, federal agencies, and individuals on the legal, regulatory, and compliance and accounting nuances found in the federal regulations through nationwide classroom, online, and in-house sessions. Here we are in Tampa, Florida, and I am at our week-long, and I'm joined today by UNINET's Julie Gamble and Chris Riddick, and we're going to talk a little bit about what UNINET does and give you kind of a flavor of what they do, and they're a big partner of Federal Publication Seminars as well as a sponsor, so you'd find them at a lot of our week-long events, and they do a lot of neat things, so let's find out what they do. Julie, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? It's always good to be at a FedPubs event. It's all been right. An enthusiastic week.
So tell us a little bit about what UNINET does. What's there?
Yeah, so UNINET is an ERP platform. We are a software system. We're purpose-built for government contractors. So we're going to help out managing anything from that contract lifecycle, beginning to end of your CRM process, bidding on the contract, through once you win it, planning it out, what's the budget, how do I state a budget, getting your timekeeping and expense keeping and doing that in a compliant manner, which is the conversations that we have with your group a lot. And then, of course, closing it out too. Those indirect rates, are they going to be audited? What format do they need to be in? How they need to be calculated? And just take care of your general financials. So all of that beginning to end to just help you not have to worry about the compliance of it.
So UNINET, how long have they been around?
Over 35 years. I lost track, 36 or 37. Wow. I don't know if Chris knows the exact number, but we're not spring chickens. We've grown with the industry a lot, and our customers have helped us grow a lot.
And who's your main customer base as far as that? Large, medium, small, all kinds?
All of the above. Government contractors are our main customer base.
Anybody that does work with the government.
Huh? Yeah, we've got as small as that one person startup that wants to set themselves up for success up to, you know, 10,000, 20,000 plus users coming in and out as subcontractors and the enterprise organization.
So if I'm selling supplies to Lockheed, Boeing, whoever, I can be your customer, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Good, good, good. So what sets you apart from the competition?
Well, that depends on who you are. There's a few things that set us apart from different competition, right? So if you're a small business, just the fact that we're purpose made for government contractors, a lot of people are scared of this market and they don't want to get into it. So like your QuickBooks options are really accessible for a small business. But we're going to bring that compliance to the table that you don't have to manually do it and learn it yourself. If you're a large business, we do have some competitors out there, but we're going to be really scalable and just kind of more modern technology that allows you. Our subcontractor portal is a great example of that. As you grow through merger and acquisitions, through more subs, or just organically through more employees, it's real easy for the system to grow with you and to get data in and out, which you don't always see in technology today. So it helps large businesses and their investors and their every level get the information that they need really easily, again, without a lot of manual work.
So you allow for a lot of better efficiency than using QuickBooks.
Yes, that's our whole goal, is you can't survive in the government world without being efficient. So we want you to be able to spend your time on the project, on your billables with low overhead costs, and for UNINET to be doing the number crunching for you.
So what's the risk as a small business or a contractor would have by not using a system like UNINET?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of risk that you can overcome by investing a lot of your own time and money. You would have to manually track your compliance. There's a lot of procedures that are really overwhelming. That's the conversations that are happening mm-hmm. this week a lot. How do I manage this? What type of a spreadsheet can I set up? You'd have to be an Excel wizard. So you're risking that human error of, one, did I have it set up properly to manually do it? And two, did I actually execute it right? Did I enter the right number in the right place and get the right thing? Whereas Uninet's really going to guide you, give you that big red error, like, hey, this doesn't go here, can't go here, so that you have that peace of mind to take away that risk of those human mistakes.
How do you fit in the life cycle of a government contract? Do you go from pre-award all the way through closeout? Can you use your system?
Absolutely, yeah. And some small businesses will decide to only use certain parts of the system in a certain part of the life cycle.
So it's customizable.
It's very customizable. But if you need that full cycle, we absolutely provide the full cycle.
Is that an advantage for Uninet over competitors?
Yes, very much. Some, depending on who the competitor is, they might offer something from the same company, but it's still a different product, or you might be using two different vendors. So then just having those systems talk to each other, or having different implementations or set up and training, is, again, going back to efficiency, just really nice to have it all in one place.
When I hear customizable, I see it can be expensive. I take it that's not necessarily the case with Uninet.
No, it's in fact, if you're a large business, a lot of people compare us to something huge that you can spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands really easily on customizing, because they're not only customizing what you want for your individual business, mm-hmm. but they're customizing to make it for government too. So we're going to be a lot less than that lift. And it's really just, we're all about kind of meeting you where you are with what you need, but you're already made out of the box for that compliance and that day-to-day government operation.
So where am I going to find Uninet? I mean, can I call you? Can I, I mean, you're at our event here, but.
That's the best place to find us, because nothing replaces in-person interaction. So find us at the Fed Pub's entryway. Right. We always have a little table. But of course, if you happen to not be at an event right now, on uninet.com, you can reach out just to our main line and we will guide you to the right person. There's a lot of resources on there too, and some white papers, especially if you're a newer contractor, to just kind of get started and get your feet wet. But we are very responsive and very accessible.
So let's say I have a competitor that I currently use. Mm-hmm. Can you come out and assess my systems and determine what I need? Or if I'm overpaying maybe, or you have a better system than they have?
We like to speak for Uninet. So we'll provide a really clear comparison list of what we can provide. Mm-hmm. And we also do have some trusted certified partners that are experts in both systems. Because I'll admit that our competitor could have a release yesterday that I didn't know about sure. and I'm not up to date on. So that objective person can be really helpful in doing that side by side. But we will provide you all the materials you need. And we've taken a lot of people off of our competing products. So we kind of know, we're happy to introduce you to those customers too that have been through a similar transition. So they can help look at your system, ask you what you currently have in place, because no two people purchase the exact same thing, and to kind of help guide you. We love to help connect those people together.
And what about after sales support?
Of course, we consider ourselves very much a partner. That is how the government industry works.
Yes,
so we are not going to give you this off-the-shelf product and tell you good luck. We have unlimited technical support, completely free. So it's not like, oh, you use your 10 phone calls this month, you're done. You can call as many times as you want. We're able to provide that because our phone lines are not overrun. The system does work, but of course, especially if you're new or just getting started, or if you have a new contract that you're not used to, you want to call and you're going to have a question. So we encourage you to do that. We've got, like I said, the unlimited technical support, as well as a customer success manager too. That's your named person. If it's more of a personal, bigger lift, call that person directly, because they'll know your business a little bit instead of the first person to answer. So we've got both of those lines.
Sure. Chris, let me turn to you. Where other places would I find Uninet as far as in the industry events and things?
Oh, we've got a lot of great events coming up later this year. We just finished a great event with the National 8A Association Small Business Conference in Atlanta. Met a lot of the up-and-coming growing GovCons there, as well as some of those larger Alaska Native corporations that we work with and other major groups. Coming up down the road, I'll see you in La Jolla.
Yes.
Coming up here in May. Looking forward to that. And the beach and the weather, not just you. We also have Huntsville Space and Missile Symposium coming up in August.
Right.
UNET will be there. We've got a lot of great customers there in Huntsville that are growing with us, and it's really a lot of fun just to see the projects they're working on and hearing the great things that they're able to accomplish now that they've unified their systems, they've modernized them, they've streamlined them, and they can focus more on doing the work that they really want to do, not fighting with their back end system. And then we'll also be in Alaska for our another 8-day event there.
Right.
And then Charleston Defense, I believe, later this year. And I don't know, we're focusing on 1H right now. So
well, that's good.
There's some other things down the road.
Absolutely. But,
it's one of my favorite things in the world to get out there and just hear firsthand from these government contractors what projects they're working on, what keeps them up at night, what's broken that they're in their system that we might be able to come in and help. And again, I love it when we'll bring on a new customer at one event, and then a year later we'll see that customer again and they just rant and rave about how much time has been saved and how much more time they get to spend with their family. Sounds kind of sappy, but it really is. They're like, I don't have to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning doing expense reports and billables and all this because the system has a great workflow to get things done.
Start that over. Well, I appreciate you both being here today, Julie and Chris, and talking some time with you and talk a little shop. So we're excited that you're here in Tampa, and we hope to see you very soon at another event, like you said, La Jolla. So if you all come to our La Jolla event, please stop by and see Uninet and ask for a demo because they'll show it to you. Thanks, everybody. And as always, if you have topics you want to cover in a podcast, please send me a note at todd@fedpubseminars.com. Until next time, stay safe, keep your distance, read the FAR.